Hello, dear friends, and welcome back to the Minimalist Lady podcast. My name is Camille, and my mission is to help you live a more balanced and happier life. To do so, I use several tools that you probably know, which are minimalism, conscious living, elegance, and books. If that is something you are interested in, keep listening. Today, I would like to talk to you about a topic that is going to be very useful to a lot of us, myself included, and that is how you can live a more balanced life in lockdown. As a lot of you already know, I live in France and I am French, and here we are in lockdown. That you probably didn't know. But I also know that it is the case in England, and I think that I have understood that in the US, lockdown was quite a thing as well. Thus, I would like to talk to you about lockdown, not in a theoretical way. You already know what you need to know about lockdown, but I would love to talk to you about the dangers that actually can occur during lockdown. And contrary to a lot of people, I'm not going to tell you that you need to exercise and read more books. I think that a lot of people have actually told that to you in the past, and you don't need me for it. What I can do for you is actually the contrary, which is to tell you that you need to take care of yourself and to take care of your mental health during lockdown. First, I would like to start with a little story. Which is my story with the first lockdown. If you have been following me for a while, you know that my take on lockdown was totally different during the first one. I'm talking about a different take on it because if you read my previous post on the EnglishSpeakingFrenchy.com, which is my blog, and you can follow me here as well if you want, you will probably understand that I was that kind of person that is telling you that you should exercise more during lockdown, okay? But I realized that it was a very, very bad idea. Well, not to exercise altogether, but to focus a lot on improving yourself in lockdown. Because, well, lockdown is already extremely frightening and difficult, so you don't need to put extra pressure on yourself, right? So in the first lockdown, so in March in France, I started working a lot. And well, I always work a lot, don't get me wrong, but I started working like 10 to 12 hours a day, and it was crazy, believe me. And I had absolutely no time limit, so I could wake up at 5 in the morning and start working at 5:10. It was terrible. And also, it was a time when I needed to choose my master's degree and a time when I needed to end my bachelor's degree. So it was a very stressful time with university. But on top of it all, I was working at a supermarket. So during the COVID-19 pandemic, it wasn't the best thing to do. Okay. And I was writing an ebook that you can download on my blog if you're interested in that. It's an ebook about language learning. I was doing it all, and it was terrible. I was also developing the blog, and it was too much for one single person in such stressful times. And on top of that, I was trying to have a personal life, you know, and I know that I'm not the only one to be in that situation. And that's why I'm talking to you about my personal experience during the first lockdown. I just know that I can't be the only one to be that way, and I have actually listened to quite a lot of podcasts and to quite a lot of YouTube videos where actually women, because, well, I mainly listen to women, were telling that they experimented actually quite the same thing than I did, but nobody was talking about it because it sounded quite taboo, I think. We were having those people telling us that they were writing the next bestseller and who were taking extra online courses and everything. And you know, it was very easy to feel like a couch potato, even though you were actually doing something. Personally, I was actually working at a supermarket, and I don't regret writing my ebook, don't get me wrong. But the point is that I think that writing an ebook wasn't necessary when I was already working at a supermarket and trying to get into a master's degree. All in a global pandemic, okay? So this time, I would like us not to make the same mistakes that I did, because I know that a lot of us are in lockdown right now and doing the same mistakes, even though now we know that these are mistakes, can be tempting, because, well, we have more time, don't we? Well, first, this statement is to put into perspective, because personally, I don't think that I have more time. Okay, I don't have to commute to school or to work, but, well, I don't have a lot of time. I have online classes, and I know that I'm not the only one here. So, let's just, you know, think about tips and ways that we could have a more balanced life during lockdown this time, because, well, we don't know when it's going to end, and it really depends on where you're from. As I speak English, you can be from actually everywhere and anywhere, because English is kind of a global language. So let's just think about seven ideas. I have had seven of them, but, you know, don't hesitate to comment or send me a message telling me about your ideas, and I would really, really appreciate it, and I will talk about it on the blog. I'm mentioning you if you do. But I have gathered seven ways that you can make sure that this lockdown isn't going to be as crazy as the first one. The first thing to me is to note everything that you are doing in a day. Maybe don't write, do the dishes, you know, but write the things. For instance, for me, during the first lockdown, it was working at a supermarket, trying to get into a master's degree, finishing my bachelor's degree, developing my blog, and writing an ebook. Well, if I had the wonderful ideas of writing it, I would have seen that it is too much, okay? Because when you see all of it on paper, you can just guess it's too much. And if it's not enough for you to see that it's a lot to handle for one person, maybe write the time that it takes for you in a week to work on that specific project. For me, it was 10 hours a week at the supermarket, at least. It depends on weeks, but, you know, on average, it was 30 hours a week on the bachelor's degree, 5 hours a week applying to master's degrees, and, well, a lot of hours as well on the freelance projects. So you really need to do that. And if you can, obviously depends on your life, but if you can, maybe take only 3 items on the list and focus on them. You will have plenty of time in your life to write the next bestseller. But a global pandemic, contrary to what everyone seems to be saying out there, is probably not the best time for you to do so if you don't want to work on a dystopian world such as Margaret Atwood's ones, okay? So, you know, be gentle with yourself, and I think that actually doing just the same things that you were doing before the lockdown is actually already a lot to handle. You don't have to go overboard with the amount of things that you want to do, okay? The next tip is, well, quite obvious, even though it can be quite hard in the beginning, and it would be to unfollow, or at least to mute, people online who are what I would call unhealthily productive. Of course, you can just keep people if you want to keep them, but personally, I don't want to read about people who are making cookies every single morning and who say that they have written 3 books in 3 weeks. You know, I mean, it's cool for them, but I just don't want to know that if myself, I want to be on the couch and watch Gilmore Girls. There's nothing wrong in watching Netflix, okay? So if these people make you feel uncomfortable, if reading things from them makes you feel bad, then maybe mute them if you don't want to unfollow them. If you don't want to feel rude, because maybe these are your friends and not only influencers, just consider muting their profile and maybe putting it back when you will feel better and when your mental health will be better. Next, my tip would be to turn your commute time, because, well, before lockdown, I bet that you were not working from home. I mean, some of you were, but if you were not, if you had to take a train or if you had to take the car or even to walk, take the commute time that you were having in the morning and the commute time that you needed at night, and make a sum of them and have that rough idea of how much time you've gained. Now I want you to realize that this time is not time that you should dedicate to work. You're working enough like this, ladies, you do. Just take that amount of time and turn it into self-care. Not necessarily self-care that you need to put in the morning and then at night, but it can be self-care altogether. So let's say that it's 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night, then it's 20 minutes that you can take at night to meditate, for instance. But that self-care needs to be the thing that is good for you personally. I can't tell you what self-care is. It's your choice. Maybe for you self-care is making cookies, but maybe for someone else it's going to be go for a run. Do that thing that you want to do. Do that thing because, well, it's extra time, and that extra time does not have to go into a freelance project or into work. You have plenty of time for that during the day. Just take that time and turn it into something that makes you feel good, because there is nothing more important than feeling good, especially in such difficult times as, well, a second lockdown. I mean, one wasn't enough. We needed a second one. So let's make the second one easier to live. And even, well, maybe not to enjoy, but, you know, we can just enjoy our life, even in lockdown. We can learn to do that, but only if we learn to disconnect from work and freelance projects and everything. My other tip would be, so it's the fourth one, would be to take on, it's not to take on a new project, but it's to make sure that you take on only one. Let's say, for instance, that you have more time and that you would like to take an online course, okay? Well, if you choose to take the online course, make sure that it's your only project. Maybe at the end of the course, well, you can do something else, but don't start a blog and start an online course. You need to put limits here. You really need to be, to make sure that you're not overwhelming yourself, because it can be very fast, especially in the beginning of lockdown. I know that there are some states in the US who are just getting into that second one. Just no. Make sure that you are not overwhelming yourself, because in the beginning of lockdown, it can feel very doable. Well, you know, you have a plan, it's in the morning, the online course, and at night, a little bit of blogging. But no, I mean, in 3 weeks, it's not going to be that doable, and you're going to feel bad if you're not able to do it all, even though, well, you don't have to feel bad. You just didn't have to do that in the beginning and take on these two projects. If you want to take a project and you don't have to, okay, let's be clear on that, you don't have to take any project, well, if you want to take one, make sure that this project is one project, not two. And not one fake project. For instance, don't tell me, oh, I'm just starting a blog. And then you're like, oh, I also started a podcast, but it's part of the blog. No, no, no. I have done it. Mm-hmm. I know you. I see you. Don't do that. It's one project, not tiny little projects packed up in one. Okay? Next, it's going to be to check in regularly with your mental health. And you're going to tell me, oh, I know what my mental health is like. But no, if you don't sit down for at least 5 minutes a day and ask yourself, well, how am I doing? You don't know anything about your mental health. I'm not a psychologist at all, but I just know that when I don't take the time to sit down on a couch and really ask myself, well, am I feeling good? I usually don't feel good at all, but, you know, I have read once that the days on which you don't feel like meditating are the days that you need meditating the most, and I think that we can actually transpose that quote to mental health. So the days when you don't feel like sitting down and asking that question to yourself, the question being, how am I doing today, are the days when you actually need to sit on that couch and ask yourself that question. Those 5 minutes a day are absolutely nothing in your day. It can look like a lot right now, but let me tell you that 5 minutes, you're going to spend them doing something else and maybe working. You know, 5 minutes of work, it's not a lot, but 5 minutes of mental health check-in, if we can say that, it's a lot. So do that for yourself. And it doesn't have to be meditating. It can be breathing, it can be journaling, it can be talking with a loved one, or it can be what I love to do, but I know that a lot of people feel awkward doing that, and if you have, you know, family members with you, it can feel weird. It's talking to yourself. Personally, I feel like when I journal, I like journaling, but I feel like journaling takes me a lot of time because, well, I don't write, I don't write well, it's absolutely catastrophic. My calligraphy is terrible, and seeing that doesn't make me feel good at all, but the point is that when I write, I feel like my thoughts are too fast for my writing. So I prefer talking to myself. Well, I have a long time, so I can do it very easily. But I know that if you have family members, it may feel awkward. So maybe tell them you're doing it because it's for your mental health. Or maybe just, you know, you can whisper to yourself. But it helps a lot to have a conversation with yourself because it helps a lot to really be open with yourself and be as kind with yourself as you would be with a friend, which is very, very valuable. We sometimes are a lot harder on ourselves than we are with our friends, for instance. So talking to yourself is making sure that you're treating yourself as a friend and not as an enemy. Or even worse, I think, than treating yourself as an enemy. It's, you know, we can discuss that, but I think that taking yourself as a stranger is even worse, because that's what we do a lot of times. We are not even checking in with ourselves during the day. And I think it is terrible. If there is one tip, only one tip out of the 7 tips I'm giving you today that you need to really implement into your life, it's this one. Have that 5 minutes, those 5 minutes for you and for checking in with yourself, and have that question, am I feeling good today? Okay, so yes, please do that for yourself. Even if that feels weird, even if you feel like you don't have these 5 minutes, you do. Because, well, you have the time you take. That's just it. I don't know if I've read this or if I just invented it. I think I read this. It sounds too cool to be like the kind of thing that you say when you're recording a podcast out of nowhere. But yeah, just take 5 minutes. You have them. I promise that you do. Okay? I would like to give you 2 extra tips. So the 6th and the 7th ones, that can be a lot more cheesy than the previous ones, but that are very important to me. So the first tip would be, the 6th one, you know, but the first like extra tip would be to FaceTime your loved ones. Well, some of you are going to tell me that you don't have an iPhone and that you can't FaceTime. Well, technically, yes, you can't, but you know, you have Skype, you have a lot of things, and if you can't do anything at all, maybe call them. But I would recommend FaceTiming. Personally, before the first lockdown, I had almost never FaceTimed anyone. It was super rare. I really think that FaceTiming can feel weird, and you never feel like you're at your advantage on camera. I mean, personally, that's how I feel. But I've been FaceTiming my mom a lot during the first lockdown, and it's a habit that I have kept. I FaceTime her almost every day, and I think it is very, very valuable. And even on days that you don't feel like it, it's just like checking in with yourself. It's the days that you don't feel like talking to someone that you really need to. Keeping these human contacts is, honestly, it doesn't have a value. It's just wonderful. I don't know how I can describe it better than wonderful. Just call someone you love. Maybe it's not your mom, maybe it's someone else, maybe it's a friend, but you know, especially if you live on your own, but even if you don't, calling someone that you don't see is good. If you, let's say, well, you live with your parents, well, maybe call your best friend every day. Have that conversation with someone that you are not seeing, but that you would like to. It's really the point here is keeping connections and maybe building a deeper connection with that person, because, well, you two are in lockdown. You two have a little more time every day, or at least can, you know, lockdown is a way, is in a way something that you can use to change your habits and change your daily, to change your daily routine, sorry. So maybe, you know, implement time with friend in your daily routine. in that way, you know, you can't see them, but you can call them, and that can be very, very cool. So try it, okay? And just see how that changes your mental health and your answer to the question, how am I feeling today? And my last tip can be very weird, but it would be to cry. I'm not forcing you to cry by any means, and if you're feeling super happy, I'm super happy for you. But if you feel bad, you can cry. Lockdown is freaking hard for everyone, and even for the person on YouTube who is baking cookies all day and looking so happy. Well, maybe she is 100% happy, but I doubt it seriously. I think that lockdown is hard for everyone, okay? We have lost people we love, or we know someone we love who has lost someone they love. We are stressed out. We don't know what's gonna come tomorrow. We don't know what we can plan. It's been a hot minute since we've been in holidays. And that's fine. That's just fine to cry. There are reasons to cry. And even when there is no reason to cry, cry when you want to. I mean, it's okay. You don't have to put pressure on yourself to feel happy or perfect because you have more time. Well, we would all have preferred keeping our normal, cool life. So if you want to cry, allow yourself to do it. If you want to do anything, absolutely, allow yourself to do it and be kind with yourself. If there is one thing you need to keep in mind after that podcast episode, it is really that you need to take care of yourself. Because it's cool to be productive and go, go, go and everything. But if you're not honest with yourself and trying to keep the balance in your life, it's just pointless. It's covering your eyes from your problems, which is not something you want to do. So make sure that if you want to cry, you cry, and make sure that you are feeling your emotions, no matter what these emotions are. You don't have to feel bad because of an emotion. You don't have to feel, well, afraid of your emotions or ashamed of them. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel what you feel. And that's really important to me, that you take this out of this episode. I really hope that today's podcast was somehow useful to you. I know that lockdown can be very stressful, and that seeing all those things on social media and everywhere, these pictures of people looking like they have it all together, can make us feel even worse. But don't let that get to you. Just know that, well, social media is what it is. It can be good, but it can be bad. And that the most important thing in life, and especially in such hard times, is to be honest with yourself. It is to feel emotions, it is to connect with people you love, and it is to overall do your best to feel happy. You don't care about productivity. At least you don't have to. Productivity is like a concept, you know? But happiness, oh my God. Happiness, okay, it's a concept, but it's not only that. It's the goal of life. It's the key of life. Just chase happiness. Chase it everywhere and every time. And don't dare being productive for the sake of being productive. It costs you your happiness.